This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Coral reefs contain some of the world's most exotic creatures, spiny lobsters, seahorses, and tropical fish of all shapes and colors. Many of these animals end up in home aquariums in the U.S., Europe, and Asia. In the third National Geographic Radio Expedition story on coral reefs, NPR's Christopher Joyce reports from the Philippines on a project to keep the aquarium trade from denuding the reefs.
An outrigger boat drifts just offshore of the Camotes Islands in the southeastern Philippines. The water here is so clear the boat seems to float in midair. On board, men sit with their heads wrapped in t-shirts to block the sun. A generator on board pumps air through a long rubber hose called a hookah. It's for the divers to breathe from. A swimmer takes the end of the tube with him underwater, sipping air from it like a long soda straw. Fred Darius is a hookah diver who's teaching the others how to use it.
You need to sip the air and then exhale. You just close your mouth with a long line of hose.
Two divers glide beneath the boat, and beneath them, massive heads of brain coral, purple tube sponges, pink starfish, and twinkling fish in colors that make a rainbow look pale. Many of these divers used to blast these reefs with dynamite to kill and catch fish to eat. But it killed the reefs as well, and it's illegal. Now these divers try to capture fish alive, fish a few inches long that sell for tens, sometimes hundreds of dollars each. We're standing on a bamboo raft, and hanging from the bamboo down in this central area are big black nets. In each net, there are jars and jars and jars of the most magnificent tropical fish, and there are tropical fish of all kinds just swimming around the raft. This raft is a fish collection site anchored just off the island of Camotes. Divers catch fish in nets and put them in jars, then bring them here. Workers match each fish to a list of what kinds the exporters want. The operation is part of a project to change the way tropical fish are caught.
You are in an area where the journey of the ornamental fish begins, from the reef to the aquarium tanks. This is where exactly where you are.
Lino Alvarez is head of the Marine Aquarium Council's Philippine operation, an international group trying to clean up the aquarium trade, a trade worth $350 million worldwide and growing. A diver on the raft pulls up several jars, each one containing a swimming flash of color.
Harlequin sweetly. Clownfish. Clineras.
The council's local representative is Vince Dahara. He says their primary goal is to keep divers from using poison on the fish.
Philippines is one of the identified country where there's a rampant use of cyanide and other means of illegal fishing. So one of our strategy is to convince these people to adopt a different way of fishing using the barrier nets and without cyanide. It's a clean fish, quality fish.
Divers would mix up a cyanide solution in a plastic bottle, take it down to the reef, and squirt poison on the fish. It stuns them and makes it easy to scoop them out. The divers then revive the fish in clean seawater. But many fish die this way, sometimes weeks later. And in the long run, the reefs are slowly poisoned. Fishing with nets is harder, but the divers say they're willing to learn. For its part, the council is getting more money for divers who earn certification by following council rules for fishing. That means about 5 Philippine pesos for the most common fish. That's about 10 cents. Although that's only 1/100th of what an aquarium fish might eventually sell for, Alvarez says it's still an improvement.
Before, the price was a peso or 2 pesos at the most. But of course, with more awareness about certified fish and the value of certified fish, we hope the exporters and importers will be able to reward them for their enterprise.
Every year, exporters in cities like Cebu in the Philippines buy about 24 million tropical fish from reef divers. Damselfish, angelfish, wrasses, gobies, and butterflyfish. These are the most popular. Most go on to the U.S., Europe, Taiwan, and Japan. In the Philippines, over 40 companies export tropical fish, as well as invertebrates such as clams and ornamental shrimp for aquariums. The council has certified 4 companies that have agreed to follow their handling practices. Thomas Hager runs one of those companies in a white stucco building about an hour from Cebu. He's built cement fish tanks that are terraced into a hillside overlooking the ocean.
It starts with the picking up the fishes. The fishes should be in jars, not in plastic bags, that they always have water ventilating through the jars. No cyanide at all, that's one of the major principles.
Hager says it's worth paying certified prices. The fish are healthier, for one thing.
If you pay the fisherman more, that he puts in more effort to get the fish in the net, and not just spraying in a hole and getting out the paralyzed fish. Of course, it has to work this way.
Hager says he charges buyers abroad much more than what he pays divers to cover the high cost of shipping fish by air. Shippers charge by weight, and while a fish weighs almost nothing, the water it's shipped in weighs a lot. Many conservationists here say the aquarium trade can make money for local people without wiping out rare reef species, if it's well managed. Project Seahorse is trying to do that. It's a Canadian-based operation that helps Philippine divers manage that now-threatened species. Project partner and biologist Heather Hall has been working in the village of Honduman for years. She says villagers couldn't understand why people overseas bought fish you couldn't eat.
One of my most surreal moments out here was trying to explain the purpose of a public aquarium and what people would come and, you know, why people would go and look at fish when the ocean's just out there.
Hall, who's also the curator of the London Zoo's aquarium, says it's just as important, though, to reach consumers. It's that final link in the trade chain, those who visit aquariums or own their own at home, where most of the money is.
It's very easy when you're in the aquarium business just to look at the fish in the tanks and forget their connection with the fish in the sea. And the importance for us is looking after them in the natural habitat. And our conservation projects must secure them in the wild.
Reefs are in decline in many parts of the world for many reasons. It will take time to reverse that decline. As Linnaeus, one of the founders of modern biology, once wrote, "Nature does not move in leaps." For Radio Expeditions, I'm Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR News and the National Geographic Society. The first two parts in this expedition are at npr.org.